This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the young innovators from the Vilinkar Institute of Management, Development and Research, Mumbai at the grand finale of Smart Indian Hackathon 2024 yesterday via video conferencing. During the session, the team leader of Mystic Originals presented the solution to the security challenge posed by the Bharat Electronics Limited. Micro-Doppler-based target classification designed to distinguish between the birds and the drones. The Prime Minister praised the team's dedication to addressing the critical national security issues. The team leader explained that the birds and the drone often appear similar to each other on radar, leading for the false alarms and the security threats, especially in the sensitive areas. Another team member detailed the technical aspect, noting the solution uses micro-Doppler signature unique patterns generated by the objects, similar to the human fingerprints, to differentiate between the birds and the drones. When the Prime Minister asked whether the solution could also identify the speed, direction and the distance of the object, a team member responded that these features would be interrogated soon. And acknowledging the positive uses of the drones, such as the medical delivery and the essential supplies, the Prime Minister also noted the misuse of the smuggling weapons and the drugs, creating significant security challenges. In response to this Prime Minister query of how the solution addresses to such challenges, a team member explained that the solution is compact, cost-effective and adaptable to various environments. RBI Governor Sanjay Mehrotra has emphasize the importance of maintaining the stability in the dynamic global information environment marked by the geopolitical tensions, climate change impacts and the political uncertainties. Addressing the media in Mumbai after taking a charge in the governor of RBI, he said that RBI will continue to prioritize and stability in policy matters, adding the central bank will remain alert in response to the current global economic and political landscape. The governor mentioned that the RBI will continue to collaborate with various stakeholders, including financial regulators and the state and the central governments, to ensure the benefits of formal financial inclusion reach everyone. India's nuclear power generation capacity has grown significantly in the last decade, nearly doubling from 4,480 megawatts in 2014 to 8,180 megawatts in 2024. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh gave the information in the Lok Sabha yesterday in response to the discussion on nuclear power. In this address, the minister highlighted the significant progress and the future potential of India's atomic energy program. He emphasized that the revision of India's power distribution framework, which has increased the home state's share of electricity from atomic plants to 50%, with 35% allocated to the neighboring states and 15% to the national grid. The minister added that this new formula ensures equitable resource distribution that reflects the federal spirit of the nation. The Minister of the State and Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that India has its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station. By 2035, while the India will land on the moon by 2040. Addressing the press conference in New Delhi yesterday on achievements of all science ministries, Dr. Singh said that the space reforms brought by the government have unlocked the space sector. He added that so far 432 foreign satellites have been launched from India and around 90% launched in the last 10 years. The minister also mentioned the government's vision to multidisciplinary approach to science. The National Investigative Agency yesterday conducted searches in multiple locations of Punjab and Haryana. These searches were carried out in a connection of gangster terror nexus case against the operators of the proscribed Khalistan Terrorist Force outfit, including Canada-based Arsh Dala. The searches covered the districts of Bathinda, Muktsar Sahib, Moga, Farizpur, Sangar and Mansar in Punjab and Sirsa in Haryana. NIN statement said that the premises of suspects linked to the arrest of Baljeet Maur and the connected with Dala of KTFS search. And that is the end of this news bulletin.